Hi, this is Psychic Tanahoy. Thank you for taking a few moments and joining me today. Don't forget to visit my website at Tanahoy, TANAHOY.com. This weekend, I'm at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio. It's an expo I do every year, and it's one of the largest in the country. There's over 300 psychics and psychic healers here. And as I was walking around, I met a very interesting person here. Her name is Jan West, and Jan is involved in something that I find very interesting, which are orbs. And those of you that watch my Facebook see I posted stuff about orbs, and she's written a book called Messages of Light, Reflections of Spirit. And Jan also works with paintings and mandalas, painting of mandalas. So I want to talk to Jan today a little bit about what is an orb. And you can visit her website at janwestart.com. That's Jan West, JANWESTART.com. So I'm going to ask Jan today to talk to us a little bit about the fascinating world of orbs. So Jan, could you tell us or could you explain to me, because I really don't understand, what is an orb? I've heard a lot of things about orbs. I always think of them as the spirit of loved ones or people who are around us. I guess there's a lot of different ideas about orbs. Could you tell us a little bit about what an orb is to you or what you've discovered about them?
Yes, hi. I have been working with photography for most of my life. I've been painting mandalas for the past 30 years.
Okay.
And mandalas are circle paintings that tell stories.
Okay.
They are meditation and healing tools, and they're an archetypal symbol that's been found throughout the beginning of time in every culture throughout the globe.
Okay.
In 1999, I had an idea first that I would do something special with photography.
Okay.
And I have been on a spiritual quest for most of my life. I'm 54 years old.
Well, you look great.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, I went out and I planned to do something special with the photography. And I started photographing myself at night with my little pocket digital camera.
Okay.
And I started getting phenomenal photographs with orbs. At the time, 1999, orbs were not known to most people. And I called them spheres of consciousness,
okay,
which is a mouthful, spheres of consciousness.
Right.
And I love circles. I think the circle is one of the most profound symbols. Symbolic language is important to me because I think the minute you literalize something, the minute you name it, the minute you put words to it, it becomes smaller. Whereas a symbol or a concept or something that we feel or something we know from an intuitive level, that is vastly more profound and limitless. The orbs are a representation, I believe, of the consciousness realms.
Do you think that orbs are anything to do with, do you think that they're people, or do you think that orbs are the spirit energy of living beings?
Some people think that. I think the answer to every question that you could ask about the orbs would be yes. We use different language. We use different words. People believe in God, in spirit, which I do, which in angels. Some refer to the Tao. Some find comfort in nature. The language is going to trip us up because the energy of the spheres is infinite. I think you can go even into frontier science.
Okay.
And so if you have a new idea, and artists often bring to the public new ideas.
So do you think that orbs could also be angels as well?
Yes.
As well as loved ones?
Yes. I think that the orbs can absolutely be, often they show up in times of fun and joy and celebration. And many people say to me, I have a photograph with an orb in it, and I know it's my dearly departed husband.
That's very, very interesting.
I think it goes beyond that. For me, a healing tool of something that deals with frequencies and vibrational medicine, I think it meets us where we are,
mm-hmm,
right now, and it will help us to shift and grow and evolve. And I think that it goes to the point of interdimensional beings, wisdom, the archetypal realms, the Akashic records, and you can go into the sciences, so that if you have a new idea, if you see something like this, and it shifts.